This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
We have with us Nana MT, the founder of the Gold Coast Restaurant and Bar. Good morning, Nana.
Good morning, Rob.
Have I pronounced the surname correctly? I hope I have.
Yes, you have. It's Inti, N-T-I, yes.
Great.
Funny spelling.
could you, you're the founder of the Gold Coast Restaurant and Bar. Where do we find this restaurant? And could you explain to the listeners its background, how long it's been running, what its target audience is, and how you attract clientele from wherever?
Okay, the Gold Coast Bar Restaurant is located in South Norwood, that is in a borough of Croydon. Actually, the founder was by Mr. and Mrs. Quaygrain. They started the Gold Coast Bar Restaurant in 2004. I took over in 2005 when they decided to migrate to Ghana and pursue other business opportunities. So I have been continuing from their work about 5 years ago, but I've always been involved since it was founded in 2004. We do attract customers from all backgrounds, not only from Ghana, but also from other West African and also internationally European countries as well.
So what, I'm just interested to know what's Ghanaian food like? I mean, what is Ghanaian food?
Okay. Ghanaian food is not, we have different types of Ghanaian food. We got the spicy and we have the core Ghanaian meals. What we do, Ghanaian food is all about the taste. It's all about using the original, or I would say the raw ingredients, no preservatives. Everything is cooked from natural grown products. So we don't preserve most of our products. And what we cook is all cooked from fresh, so we cook every day. So making sure that our meals are fresh when they come off the fire. Ghanaian food has got spice. It's all about the spices. That makes a big difference compared to other foods from different parts of the world.
What sort of spices would you tend to use in Ghanaian food?
Okay, but then we have these green peppers, which is quite it gives flavour to everything we use for. We use scotch bonnet as well, which also use to cook freshly, gives a bit of taste as well. We use the occasional ginger, garden eggs, yeah.
Oh, but you know, like the Jamaicans, right? They have dumplings and ackee and saltfish, and the Nigerians have—I don't know what they have—but they have something different. You know, what is the staple food of Nigeria? Ghana. What's the food? I want to know what are the ingredients? Not what are the ingredients? What is the actual food? Is it potato? Is it what is it?
Oh, okay. Yes. Mainly, we do a lot of Ghana has a lot of cassava and plantain, so they're quite rich in nutrients. One of the traditional dishes is fufu. Fufu is cassava and plantain pounded together and made into a paste, which you can have with which you do have with soup.
Right.
Some of the soup is a goat meat soup, which I believe most nationals do have, but we cook ours different. We call it light soup. So it's a mixture of goat meat into a soup, and you can have it with the fufu, which is different. We also have this corn maize, which we made into a ball, which is very traditional in Ghana. Made in a ball, wrapped into the corn leaf, and then boiled. And you can have it with fish, and most importantly, grilled tilapia, which is one of the favorites in Ghana, because there's a lot of rivers in Ghana. You have a lot of fresh river fish, which is the popular one is tilapia. So we grill the tilapia with our special spices, which makes it different from all the other grilled tilapia that we do that you do have around in most of the restaurants. Most of the traditional meals you have in Ghana from Ghana, you have different regions, and each region has its own traditional dish. Down the south, you have a different dish, which is the kenge, which I mentioned, in a form of a corn cooked in and wrapped in maize, maize leaves, and then go to the central. Going up, you have the fufu, and then as you go into the eastern region, they have different types of food as well. So these are sort of what you have all around Ghana when you travel in most of the regions in Ghana.
Now, tomorrow, I understand, is Ghana's Independence Day. Are you serving any special meals to celebrate it? Is this a big thing in Ghana, or is it something that will be there, but not a big celebration?
It's very big. It's a very, very big thing in Ghana, and a big, it's also big in the in the Ghanaian community in the UK as well. It's our 58th independence anniversary celebration, and we'll have on our menu most of the traditional dishes, which you have Banku Tilapia, Chef Special, which is one of the best selling. Chef Special is just like the barbecue chicken, which you probably find, as I said, in Jamaica, but we do ours differently because we use our special spices. It's known to be one of the best selling in the south of London. That will be on the menu, and then we do have the jollof rice, which obviously there's a controversy on it, which where there was a controversy when Jamie Oliver did it on TV. But we claim we do the best jollof rice in the south of London.
Of course. Of course.
So that'll be on the menu as well. So yes, there's quite a bit of a taste of Ghana on the menu for tomorrow, and it's going to be a big party all the way to Sunday. We have the Friday, we have the Independence Party. Saturday, we have the Independence Jam, and then Sunday we have one of the best highlife and Afrobeat musicians playing live in the other restaurants. Yeah.
So do you have any competition? I mean, are there other Ghanaian restaurants in London that you're competing with?
You don't have to mention them by name. just answer the question in general. You don't have to advertise your competitors. Come on, Luana, he's not going to say, oh, yes, there's a better restaurant if you go to Shepherd's Bush or something.
We've had some serious competition. Last year we were nominated out of four restaurants to win the best restaurant of the year with other restaurants like from different nationals like Shaka Zulu. But we were the only Ghanaian restaurant chosen to be in the final nomination. So I would say within the Ghanaian community, I'll probably say there's no competition. But within the African community, I think there's a bit of competition there.
Right. So what plans are you making to grow your business this year? You know, once the election's out the way, the economy is growing, people are spending more money. What plans are you making to grow your business this year?
Okay, we're looking to expand. That's one of the keys. So we're looking for a good location to expand where we can attract, because we don't only attract Ghanaians, we are trying to attract people from different nationals, a lot of the Nigerians, Jamaicans, the English. We even get the Chinese and the Indians coming here to eat as well, which is quite very important.
There are a couple of empty spaces down the road, isn't there, Rob? In Oval. Yeah, you're welcome to come to Oval anytime.
Yeah, we'll think about that here.
There's a big West African community centred around the Woolworth Road.
Okay.
It's big West African churches and things like that. In my part of the world.
So we've done the marketing for you there. So.
Thank you.
And we found you a location.
And we found your location.
I need to find the place now.
I get to say, and for a fee, Luana and Rob are available to do the opening for you. So just coming back to it, you said that you are aiming to expand.
Yeah.
Is that something that you have specifically in mind for 2015? And is it because the business is growing at a fair pace, or is it something that you will have in mind for 2016 or 2017 or what?
We're looking to, because we do a survey when people come down, and we realize that a lot of the people come down from North London, East London, travel all the way, party with us, and then go back. So we thought it would be a good idea to maybe look into up to North London and East London and find a plate and expand, because that's a good sign. And it's very difficult to get transportation around here. But then if they could drive all the way down to party with us, that means, you know, they have chosen us, bypass all the other Ghanaian spots and come down. So that means there's a demand for us out there. So in the next 2 years, we're looking to moving those areas. Yeah.
Nana, thank you very much indeed.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.